Blog Talk Radio.
On the desk with the boots on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I was in a Nancy Sinatra mood this morning. Actually, the one I found was the, what's her face? And you keep
losing. No idea.
Oh, God, why can't I think of her name? You all know who I'm talking about, who remade this song and screwed it all up. She was the new Daisy Duke in the new Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, Jessica Simpson.
Yes. Oh, God, I hate her version.
Yes, Jessica Simpson does not ever feel that thing.
She's okay singer, but you can't take on this song because this song is epic.
I can't believe they allowed her to have that movie role.
She wasn't fit for the movie role. We all know Daisy Duke was all about some shape and some booty. Jessica Simpson had no shape, no booty. She does now since she had the babies, but... And you can't do this song, period. Those of you who are like, why can't she? You need to go watch this video. This is one of the first videos ever made, music videos. And I want you to watch the girl to the left of Nancy when you're facing the screen. That girl has got booty and hips for days because they believed in eating sandwiches back then, okay?
Some of the girls are skinny. Man. Fred was not our enemy back then.
That's right. Fred ain't my enemy now. I'm going to eat some bread after the show.
Not our enemy back then.
That's right.
These girls had and even if they did wear the whole, like, what do you call those things? Cinches, all that stuff around the waist. That was just...
Well, I can't say anything. I do love me a corset. I won't lie.
Yeah, corset. There we go. My brain's all... I'm sitting here putting stuff in for news. And
I love me a corset like nobody's business.
No, it's hot.
Got one. I'm going to have to take a picture in that one day. One day. Y'all don't look for it soon. I'm going to have to think about that one.
Yes, yes, yes. Because the picture with the butter knife was a long time ago.
Yes, that was several sizes ago at that.
We need to see. We need to see.
Man, I missed my shorts. I went to put them on the other day, and it was like, nope. You won't be
nothing
wearing
happened. It.
No, it's a, you can wear it if you want to when you go outside, and everybody's going to see everything because they're going to fall off your booty. Well, not off the booty, but they might fall in. Yeah, that was not cute. I got me some gum, Ginger.
Yay, I hear that. I hear that. Well, you know what? You know what?
What? Oh, are we having that? Wait.
That is a crack. Not,
you know, I haven't chewed it enough to make it pop yet. Dang it. I'd like to thank my aunt for that little talent that she gave me. Drives my grandmother crazy. She wants to smack me. Stop popping that gum.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm about to tweet a video. Y'all remember yesterday I talked about the Syrian tank that's controlled by a PS3 controller?
Ooh, you got pictures?
Yes. I've got video. So, yeah, that just went out. So check that out in a minute. And I'm also going to put it up on my Facebook. So, yeah. Wow.
That's hot.
Wow.
Absolutely hot. Well, when she tweets that one, well, I can't tweet this one that I have, unfortunately. Oh, wait, maybe I can. I got an interesting email from some guys calling themselves Eco Dads.
Eco Dads.
Eco Dads. And they have created something very interesting. I'm surprised it's dads. Usually you dads kind of stay out of this kind of stuff. So I am all kinds of impressed because it's dads. So to my gamer dads out there, I'm throwing my hands, but I have to use both my hands to make the D. But yeah, you got a D in the air for you today.
A D in the air.
Or maybe that's just D. Awesome. Covers all things. G covers girl gamers, covers gamer dads. Anyway, to my dads out there, this is a company. You can go check them out, ecodads.org. I'm sorry. They're calling this, they're out of California, and they're calling this the next generation parenting movement. They created a new form of interactive textbook they're calling iBook for the iPad called Touchable Books. And this is to target and engage the I generation, is what they're calling you, of digital native students. Yes, because these new kids will never have seen an actual book with pages after this. You guys know that, right? These ones being born now, past few months. Yeah, the iBook module supposedly bring to life classroom units with touch-based local habitat maps, 3D views from atop the Golden Gate Bridge, time-lapse cinematography, videos from award-winning directors, interactive slideshows, an instantly accessible glossary, flashcards, games, and content review quizzes. Pretty much what Ada Lovelace saw back in her day. If you don't know who Ada Lovelace is, you need to listen to yesterday's show. A demo video also is available on their Kickstarter page, which I'm going to be tweeting to you shortly. The first set of iBooks that EcoDad selected to make is called Education and Environment Initiative Curriculum to adapt into flexible, deeply engrossing, and experimental lessons. They said it was approved by the California State Board of Education for kindergarten through first grade students. Awesome. It works with Common Core standards and STAR testing standards. STAR is that new test. What was it when you were in school, Ginger? Do you remember what that test was?
TOS?
Yeah, I got stuck with the Teams and TOS because they switched while I was in the middle of school. So I had to do both. I was like, I passed that damn Teams. Now I got to take what? TOS.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I'm pretty sure it was TOS back then.
Yeah, it's STAR now. STAR. Okay, so the first generation of the EE, what they're calling EEIP, Education and Entertainment Initiative apps, will deliver two sixth grade units requested by educators in both Calaveras and Monteca school districts. Once completed, the apps will be free to interested educators and homeschooling parents and caregivers.
That's cool.
Very nice. Successful completion and evaluation of this EcoDads project, they said, is part of a larger effort to make the curriculum available to all 150,000 of California's science, social studies, and history educators and all 6.2 million California students. You all need to bring that further to the East, my people. This sounds like you guys are going to do very, very well. Anyway, again, if you are an educator or you know of one, you can go and check them out at ecodads.org and donate to their Kickstarter project. This one we are really saying donate because we need this. This saves trees. I'm just saying. So I love this idea. Was something that crossed my mind wondering who's going to do it because, you know, as you all know, I am procrastinate city, so I wasn't going to get it done. Wasn't going to get done by me. But I was wondering why not with all the iPads and things that we have. I've heard a lot of parents that say a lot of schools are actually trying to do that. They check out iPads now. Not all schools are doing this, by the way, but a lot of schools are. Instead of giving the kids textbooks, they check out iPads to them, and all the work is done that way. And you know how easy that is on teachers? Remember teachers have to carry that big briefcase and they got all your papers in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this makes it hard to cheat. I need your assignment at 9 o'clock tonight after you should be done with your homework, and I will have your grade for you tomorrow morning. And they can sit and go through their papers, you know, that night from 9 to 10 after you sent your papers in and got your grade in the morning. Just efficient. I like that. That's hot. So you guys back them.
Totally.
I just tweeted them out. They got a video that shows how it works. On their Kickstarter page. I'm so excited. Minimum donation is $1.
That's not bad.
No. And maximum donation looks like they're asking for $5,000 is the maximum. They actually have one that's donated $1,600.
Ooh.
And for that donation, they're giving you three iPads. They're going to contain their EEI curriculum. And some T-shirts and some hoodies, and it has California on it, but you know.
It's still for a great cause. Though.
It's for a fantastic cause, and maybe this will give them enough money to spread out. I wonder if this is one of the dads, because if it is, he's kind of hot.
I may need a picture in a little bit.
He's on the Kickstarter, girl. I don't know.
I need a link. I need a link.
I tweeted it out. Man,
did you? All right, I'll have to find it because.
Oh, no, he looks like he's just a model. Man, he's gorgeous. Who is that guy? Is he somebody's daddy? Would you like to be mine?
Would you like to be mine?
Would you like to be mine?
Wow, Corey.
Hey, he's cute. What can I say? You know, I have my small bit of testosterone where I'm visual. Yeah, he's cute. I like the hoodie, too. All right, so anyway, go check that out.
Yes, do that.
Ginger, all what right, you cool. got?
Well, I was just hitting save on this latest one, so
morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. Oh my God.
Yeah, me too. I was coughing before the show.
I'm still not over that darn cough. All right, so play Star Wars, the Old Republic game, update 1.6, and face off in the most fiercely action-packed PvP war zone, the ancient Hypergate. So log in now. Whee! All right, I can't read. Okay, so game update 1.6, ancient Hypergate, is, of course, now live in Star Wars, the Old Republic. The new update brings some exciting new content. What do we have? We've got Warzone, the ancient Hypergate. Let you test your strength with a brand new PvP game mechanic. In this Warzone, Republic and Empire forces are locked in a brutal conflict to control two energy pylons. You must fight to take control of these powerful pylons and kill any foes in your way to discharge a massive blast of energy through your faction's gate. The first team to open their portal will unleash deadly reinforcements to wipe out enemy players. And then you've got heroic space missions. We'll challenge your galactic piloting skills. Both Republic and Empire classes have 6 new repeatable level 50 heroic space missions. These updated space missions are the most intense space missions to date, and players who are up to the challenge can earn black hole commendations to spend on ship upgrades, high-level gear, and more. And, of course, watch the latest Ancient Hypergate trailer, which is up on new.gamematrix.com. Check it out.
I am so excited to tell you about this one because I have played this game. Love it. This was one of my winners. Majesty. It's an expansion.
I don't know if I've ever played it, though.
Well, it's an RTS, so it might not be your cup of tea. But, you know, I love me an RTS. Of course, they're easy for me to beat because once I figure out the gameplay, it's pretty much cutting people up. But anyway, you could play this. This is the particular expansion is for iOS devices, but I believe Majesty is on PC as well if you want to play it on PC. But this one is called Majesty, the Northern Expansion. It's, again, for iOS devices. They launched it today. This is an add-on for the critically acclaimed Majesty, the Fantasy Kingdom Sim. This is, of course, a license from our favorite game developer, Paradox Interactive. So they say you've slain all the orcs and undead from your lands, counting your kingdom's riches getting you down, hankering for a new adventure and some new enemies to destroy. Then you need to conquer the hostile northern lands. Try to do that when your kingdom is suffering from a severe ink shortage, law-abiding taxpayers are turning into vampires, and goblins from the neighboring state are eating up everything in their path. I hate them freaking goblins. Ooh! Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have the tactical knowledge to command your army of heroes, wizards, freaks, and misfits, and conquer this frosty barrier? There's some new missions and new locations in the northern lands, new monsters, changeable weather is added now. How cool. 10 types of heroes with dozens of statistics, weapons, and armor, 30 upgradable building types, several dozen spells, and skirmish mode. Again, this is available via the App Store now. I love this game. Love it, love it, love it. It is not easy. It is an RTS. Even with my figuring out the some of the, you know, the gameplay mechanics behind the scenes, it was still not easy. The orcs seem like they'd be easy to handle, and they are if you run across one. But you know that little thing they have called Fog of War always caught me slipping. I'd see one, you know, I'd send somebody to scout, and I'd see one orc, and, you know, he'd be doing whatever he's doing. And I'd send over my group, and it turns out there's like 6 of those words I can't say during the day over there hiding. It's kind of like, did you ever play Warcraft, the World of Warcraft, the actual one, not the online version?
No.
But that one, the original, how it all started, y'all, was an RTS, and same premise here with Majesty, but a little bit more difficult than Warcraft was. And they don't, well, I think they talk. I can't remember if they did, if I heard them talk. I was so mad at the orcs. Annoying little things. Ugh. Anyway.
No. Okay, so helps if you have friends in high places. Yes, it does. Johann Sebastian's Sports Friends Kickstarter received quite a big last-minute boost from Notch. While many in the community are celebrating the fact that Johann Sebastian's Sports Friends managed to hit its Kickstarter funding goal in the 11th hour, many might not know that one person was instrumental in that happening. Minecraft creator Marcus Notch Person. Notch had originally pledged $5,000 to the project, but later decided to increase the amount he was giving by $3,000 to a total of $8,000. Notch said on Twitter that the reason he tossed a few more thousand dollars at the Kickstarter was because the suspense was killing me. Sports Friends, created with the input of the same developer that created the popular Move game Joust, is described as a four-pack of local multiplayer games for PlayStation 3, PC, and Mac from four indie developers. The games included are Johann Sebastian Joust, Barra Barry Ball, Super Pole Riders, and Hokra. Publishers aren't interested in local multiplayer-only games, so that's where you come in, according to the Sports Friends Kickstarter page, is what that says. All right, so, as of what I'm reading, Sports Friends had garnered $153,551 from 3,701 backers. Today is Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they're doing okay.
Yeah. They're doing great. So, and it looks like they actually reached their goal, and mainly because of a little help from, you know, Mr. Notch himself. So that's awesome.
That was nice of him.
That was nice of him. And you know what? I actually kind of applaud him on that. I don't always like the things Notch does. I think he's gotten a little bit too big for his britches. But on this, I kind of want to applaud him. I mean, I think that's great. Bigger developers helping out indie developers. Because, you know, Notch, honey dear, I love you, but you're no longer an indie developer.
Well, not when you start joining up with folks you're not.
Well, that and just Minecraft is no longer indie. Minecraft is huge. So.
Well, aren't they buying some people or something?
I want to say so. And as much as he keeps throwing his weight around and everything, you're no longer indie, sweetie.
No, when you got that kind of power, no.
Mm-mm. I mean, good on you for, you know, making your goal and growing your brand.
Oh, that was so English.
That's big, but,
that was so English. We have been hanging around with too many. Oh, really? Is there a reason to shush?
No.
We will talk later.
No, not actually.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, one of our favorite games received an official nod from one of our least favorite TV stations, but we will tell you about it because we're proud of the game, not the TV station. The Walking Dead game, based on Robert Kirkman's comic book series,
the game is so creepy.
Yes, they're winner of the Game of the Year award at the 10th annual Spike TV Video Game Awards. Fantastic, you guys. Previously, this game was only available as a digital download. The retail version of the game series is now out and sells for a mere $29.99, an excellent Christmas gift, and compiles all the critically acclaimed first season of the game, which debuted this past April, which you've heard Ginger and I raving about. Awesome game. The series triumphed at the recent 10th annual Spike TV Video Game Awards, taking home Game of the Year, Studio of the Year for Telltale Games, Best Downloadable Game, Best Adapted Video Game, and Best Performance by a Human Female for Melissa Hutchins on the youngest protagonist, Clementine. Oh, man, Clementine was heartbreaking. Oh, so you got to play the game so you know about her. She comes in pretty early, so you don't have to play far. Gosh, some of you always want to know. Of course, The Walking Dead has also earned Game of the Year honors from editorial outlets, which we will not name because one of them we are not fond of. Yeah, we play favorites here. One of them said that the game's emotional impact was so deep that they cried in the final minutes and sat through the credits. And it is really, yeah, it's good. It kind of hurt folks to play. The Walking Dead, of course, is set in the world of Robert Kirkman's award-winning comic book series. Players experience life-changing events, meeting new characters, and some familiar to the fans of the comic book series, and events that foreshadow the story of Deputy Rick Grimes. So you start to find out what happened to him. And this, again, this is a side story. The Walking Dead offers an emotionally charged, tailored game experience. The player's actions and choices affect how their story plays out across the entire series. The Walking Dead is rated M, for those of you who are planning on buying this for little people. Rated M for mature, for blood, gore, intense violence, sexual themes, and strong language by the ESRB. Again, it is available even for you people that have a Mac, so you can play too. Available for compatible iOS devices as well. You can visit the official website. How about y'all give me the website when y'all say that? they have a Facebook page and so on and so forth. You can also follow Telltale Games on Twitter. Telltale Games is knocking it out of the park this year. You guys are so... I've always known you were awesome. I'm glad everybody else does now, too. And they're very smart of the people over at The Walking Dead for the way they're handling this. But they're not the first to do it. They're just the first to execute it and make it successful. Remember, I always talk about this, The Matrix did the same thing with the Enter the Matrix series, which was a side story that told, you know, what happened. But it wasn't a big story is the problem. Was the problem with theirs. They picked a smaller side story that you probably weren't all that interested in. I was, of course, because it was a woman starring, but that was the whole premise. So they're doing the same thing, but they're telling you, like, there's, like, 50 million different stories going on as sidebar. And, again, as Ginger and I told you, no two people's games have been the same.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Did Clementine didn't hurt you, Ginger, when you were listening to her? She didn't hurt you?
No, I think so.
You don't remember where you found her in the house by herself?
Clementine was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't hurt me. No, her aunt or whatever it was tried to hurt me.
Oh, I was so sad for her, Clementine.
No. Well, she lived. She was fine.
Shh.
Oh, my bad.
Well, she lived as far as we know. We didn't get all the way through.
That's true. All right, so... Unauthorized, the My Little Pony MMO has been shut down.
Never mind.
Just burn that thing. All right, so when you develop a game without the permission of the copyright holder, chances are you're going to be in a world of hurt, or at least a little bit of legal action. Such is the fate of the My Little Pony MMO, which has been shut down after the developers of the game received a copyright and trademark spanking infringement claim from Hasbro. The game was not approved by Hasbro. Fearing serious legal action, the developers decided it would be prudent to just shut down the game.
Why would they care? You know, what? Let me shut up.
In a post explaining what happened on the game's official blog, the developers said that they received a copyright claim from Hasbro last month. Of course, they didn't take it seriously at first. After some research, they found it to be legitimate and came to the conclusion that they had to shut the game down. Of course, Administrator Toasty Juice says Hasbro is not to be blamed here. As per U.S. trademark law, as soon as an infringement comes to light, they are obligated to defend the trademark or they will lose it. They had no choice in the matter, regardless of what they thought of the product or how it benefited them. The post goes on to note that the game's developers have decided to form a team called Starlight Studios, which I hope burns, and are working on a new pony-related project that I also hope burns. The plan is to unless it burns. Just in time for PonyCon, which should also burn, a My Little Pony Friendship is Magic convention, which should never, ever, ever have seen daylight.
You know, I used to think there was something wrong with me when I was a little girl because I did not like
stupid My Little Ponies.
I didn't like My Little Ponies. I didn't like unicorns, any of that sparkly crap. I hated all that stuff.
It's the old ones you could rip the heads off of.
I didn't
know. They weren't like a whole hard-bodied thing. The heads turned, so you could, like, pop those little heads off. And...
You're right, but geez, girl. She said she ripped the head off.
I did, too. I mutilated the bodies. I'd, like, cut them up. And, yeah.
Jay says they killed My Little Pony MMORPG. Guess it's back to Strawberry Shortcake FPS. You know what? Now, that's what they need to do.
I love Strawberry Shortcake.
I was okay with Strawberry Shortcake because, you know, she was a little bit sassy. But she needs to have an FPS, yes, where she shoots strawberries out of a gun. Oh, that would be hot.
Yes.
That will be hot. And they should stick to your face where they can't get them off. That's what I like.
Exactly.
The splash. I'm just saying. Did you like unicorns and all that stuff?
No, not really. I was into trolls.
I didn't like the trolls either. Those used to creep me out, but...
I had them. I had a drop ceiling. You know what those are, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a drop ceiling, and I had so many of those trolls. I could put each one on each little metal piece in my roof. I would hang about four. So I had my whole roof lined with like 100 of those things. They were great for throwing at younger siblings.
Okay, so that's
fine. Well, that and like my brother ended up with a gerbil, which somehow got stuck in my room. I don't know why. I guess because I would actually look after it. And they're nocturnal little animals.
Words you can't say during the day.
Yes. It would start chewing and like running and doing all kinds of crap late at night. Oh. You do not wake me up. You do not wake me up. Ever.
Did you eat him?
No, I would throw the trolls. I'd reach up to the ceiling and grab a troll and chunk it at the cage.
Poor little thing. Poor baby. I could not understand the whole rainbows, unicorns thing. And I remember my mother got me, a notebook with the unicorns on it. She's like, look, it's sparkly. Man, I remember getting a permanent marker and just blacking out everything.
Oh, God, yes. I remember those notebooks. They were always sparkly, the Sally whatever something.
I hate it.
I was waiting. Smelled like fruity and nasty. And that fruity smell would make me nauseous.
Me too.
Every
I didn't like
class battle.
Yes, smelling the markers that smell like fruit, the notebooks that smell like, I hated all that stuff. You would just black it out. And it's not to say I was one of these little goth chicks or anything. I just did not like all that happy, the unicorn running from the rainbow and its hair is flying. No, I don't need no unicorns on my stuff. No.
Exactly.
And I'm very happy that Baby Natrix is, the geek skater chick type, because we looked at skateboards and they had one with a unicorn on the bottom. I said, do you want this one? And she says no, and she went right over to the girl with the ripped stockings on the bottom of the skateboard and the combat boots. No, I want her. I said, that's my girl. My girl, that's a good girl. Well, Ginger, by the way, I just wanted to warn you there might be another glitter and yarn bomb on its way to you. I'm not for certain.
Oh, no.
I have not seen. Yeah. She is putting together for you. She will not let me see. However, I have to mail it because you know.
I'm going to have to check on the status update of the glitter bomb that I know is being made.
Was she updated? Glitter yarn bomb. So when you...
Oh, wow. All right.
All right. Microsoft, in a further bid to alienate gamers from their favorite consoles, is now releasing some new content to Xbox Live. They announced yesterday via Major Nelson's blog. Why, Major? They'll be adding over 50 new TV channels. All the channels and apps will be available between now and spring of next year, with several that will be launching today. Yay! So your Xbox might be bricked. I'm telling you, the fun never stops. So here is some of the channels we'll be getting, because just wow. These will be available in the U.S. Some of these will be available in various countries. For us here in the U.S. and you in the U.K., all 3M, I don't know what that is. For us in Canada, Amoeba TV. Germany and France is getting something called ARTE. Mexico's getting Azteca. Canada's getting CBC's Hockey Night. Good Lord. We're getting a Flixster channel here. All of us, except for us, that'll be Austria, Germany, Spain, France, Ireland, Italy, Sweden, and UK will be getting something called Fightbox. And I'm just running down a few of them. These are not going to be all of them. Brazil's getting Saravia. I don't know if you all know what that is. Of course, because in the U.S., this is what we need. The CW Network is coming to your Xbox, really? You could watch that on regular TV. What's the point? I'm trying to figure out what's the point. Here in Canada, we're getting CNET. Again, you could pick these channels up normally with a digital antenna. Germany and the U.K. is getting a Napster channel. Vivo is going to be expanding to Spain, Italy, and France. Germany is getting something called Zattoo. And all of us are getting karaoke channels, except for Japan and the United Arab Emirates.
Oh, but come on, Japan loves yes. English karaoke. Oh, my God.
All the places not to get karaoke.
I know. Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, yes, yeah, so we're getting a PBS channel on. Yeah, I'm going to need y'all not to do it. Just don't. I don't like none of these. You know what's I think the most annoying to me? None of these channels have anything to do with gaming. Game trailers will be on there, but you can only watch game trailers for so long before it gets on your nerves. I'm sorry, it just does. Nothing. They're even giving us a Maxim channel. An MTV channel that doesn't have any music on it, because as we all know, MTV doesn't do music anymore.
See, that annoys me. Take your stupid reality TV drunkenness off my TV.
Right.
Not that I watch TV, so.
Well, that's why you don't. That's why people stop watching TV, because of the crap that they put on. So.
True story. That and the 20-minute commercials.
Girl. You are not even lying. This weekend, I forgot what it was I was watching on just a regular channel, non-cable, and there was literally a 20-minute commercial from the company DragonSpeak, and I am not happy with you all, DragonSpeak. I know you all do some amazing things for people with disabilities or people who are just too lazy to type, you know, myself being one of them. But I don't want to watch a 20-minute commercial. I know what you do. Say it and get off my TV. Get out of my way.
Exactly. Exactly.
20 minutes. You are not kidding. I timed it, and it came on twice during the show.
It's ridiculous.
So-and-so's, I can't say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
All right. So FTC is reporting. Let me back up. FTC report criticizes data collection and sharing practices of KidApp developers. Bringing this from GamePolitics.com, the Federal Trade Commission released a report on Monday that came to the conclusion that the majority of mobile apps aimed at children collect and transmit data that they shouldn't, such as the device being used, and that they do not disclose this fact to the parents. According to the report, about 60% of 400 popular kids apps made for phones and tablets running Android and iOS transmitted information about the device to the app's developer or a third party, such as an ad network. Only 20% of those apps disclosed any information about their data collection practices to parents. FCC Chairman John Leibowitz says that we haven't seen any progress when it comes to making sure parents have the information they need to make informed choices about apps for their kids. All of these companies in the mobile app space, especially the gatekeepers of the app stores, need to do a better job. The report also goes on to criticize app makers for the lack of disclosure related to important in-app functions, such as in-app advertising and in-app purchasing. Okay, so if you want to read the whole report, it is over at ftc.gov, or you can get it over at gamepolitics.com. I'm going to see whether or not I can tweet it. So that you can read it. No, they're not going to let me tweet it. How rude. You know what? I just did the old-fashioned way. Copy.
All right. A big clap on the back for Daedalic Entertainment. They've had a huge year, and they said they're ending it with a bang by releasing the new version of their game called A New Beginning on Steam. The game now has Mac support. And it'll be available on sale its first week on Steam. It's only $9.99, people. You should support these little indie developers. A New Beginning, the final cut, is it's a point-and-click title, so some of you may be like, ew, no. It includes some new features. There are 28 Steam achievements that's localized in 7 different languages for those of you who speak more than one language, or some of you who don't. You just want to turn your other language on. So that's English, German, French, Russian, and subtitles for Italian, Spanish, and Polish. There's more than 60 minutes worth of cutscenes, which some of you don't like, but it's necessary in this type of game. If you're not familiar with the game, it's a cinematic, interactive adventure thriller that deals with some of the defining issues of our time in a story taken from today's headlines. An impending global climate cataclysm threatens everyone on Earth, all locations around the globe as well. Players will have to try and stem the tide of disaster with the whole world hanging in the balance. I like the way this sounds. Scientist Svenson had to resign from his life's work of trying to bring an eco-friendly alternative energy source to reality, but his existence as a reluctant retiree is interrupted by a peculiar visitor. The young Fay claims to have been sent from the future to prevent an impending environmental catastrophe. The only remaining hope is Vent's research, which is prone to fall into the hands of an unscrupulous energy magnet. Vent decides to thrust the young woman. I'm sorry, not thrust. God, that just came out all kind of wrong. Trust the young woman. But she really telling the truth? In A New Beginning, you take control of the two protagonists and explore the detailed, hand-painted backgrounds in classic point-and-click style, with more than 50 characters are rendered in striking graphic novel style and are carefully animated in feature film quality. Again, you can check this out on Steam or at their website, earth-game.com. It is very pretty. Gorgeous.
I have to check that out.
It is very cinematic. It's kind of anime-ish in the way that it's rendered. I don't want to say that either. It's kind of reminding me of a cross between City of Steam and what was that movie, the anime one everybody was going nuts over here with the dragons or something? I can't remember the name of it right now. Baby Matrix loves to watch it.
How to Train Your Dragon?
No, it was a cartoon, a hand-drawn, not a 3D render.
I don't remember then.
Well, I can't remember the name right now. Somebody will eventually, and they'll tell me. It's something to do with they're on an island. There's a storm. They get washed out, and everybody's why can't Baby Nature be home today? She knows it. She makes me watch it. Dang it! Where's the baby? Baby Nation when you need her. But there is a demo at their site if you want to test it out before you pick it up on Steam. But it is beautiful. It looks gorgeous. I want to play. I think I want to try it. I like the story. I like the storyline. I want to see what they, you know, what kind of writing y'all got. What kind of writing can you do?
I'll have to see. Man, Halo 4 is not having the best of times.
Yeah, it's on sale already.
Yeah, Microsoft investigating issue with Halo 4 Season Pass holders and the Crimson Map pack. Microsoft has indicated to the Xbox 360 community that it is aware of problems with Halo 4 Season Pass holders not being able to download the Crimson Map pack that was released today. The company says that investigating the cause of this and working on a solution instead of being able to simply download the Crimson Map pack, Season Pass holders are being asked to pay 800 Microsoft points prior to download. The Season Pass costs a flat fee, enabling purchasers to grab all the downloadable content upon release for free. We are aware of the issue and actively engaged looking for a fix to get you into the fight. That's coming from the Xbox Live status page. They also say, thank you for your patience. Check back in 30 minutes for another update. The Halo Twitter feed also knows the issue, says, we are aware of the issue in which map pass and LE owners are not being recognized to download the Crimson Map Pack at no additional cost. We are working on the situation now and will provide an update as soon as we have one. We apologize for the inconvenience. Ah, Microsoft, really? Come on, get your crap together.
Oh,
you know, there's some ticked off Halo fans right now that cannot play.
You don't want to be doing
kind
that,
of, they paid extra. They paid extra to get that pass. And now you can't download the newest updates?
I want to say hello to the people at the age of Boo, Lynn. Thank you for, well, I'm not in yet, but thank you for,
right?
And no, Band Stars, I have not forgotten you. All right. Where is my story? I hate when that happens. I didn't even scroll this time. I don't deserve that. Okay, well, Vita Velocity. You know.
Vita Velocity.
Don't you love it? Vita Velocity is the retro nostalgic PS mini game from May that blended scrolling shooting with cleverly complex levels while easily completable and hidden secrets for high scores. I wish I could talk today. While developer Future Lab hasn't specifically announced a sequel, the evidence clearly points that way. The first piece of evidence is announced. Why can't I talk? Help! The announcement of a new year-long deal, according to which Sony will pay Future Lab to make content for Vita. What
Yay.
Content? We don't know. We don't know what content. They're not saying it. At their website, fan-powered. Flight.net has the words, you asked for it, and the alias of people from the community who asked for a Velocity sequel. The countdown ends 3 days from now, so we don't know what's going to happen. Is the zombie apocalypse tomorrow?
No, we have 10 days.
Oh,
10 days.
21st. It's the 21st.
21st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we make it, well, 3 days, you'll get to play the last game you'll ever play. Oh, my God. Bad. Ginger May, what do you have?
Well, I have something that's not exactly about video games, but this is kind of cool, and I want to let people know about it. A huge asteroid is going to pass Earth tonight, and you can watch it online. I'm pulling this from Yahoo News, actually. A giant asteroid will make a flyby of Earth over the next few days, and armchair astronomers can watch the action live on their computers. The near-Earth asteroid 4179 Tutatis, which is about 3 miles wide, will zoom within 4.3 million miles, or 7 million kilometers, of Earth during its closest approach early Wednesday morning. That's too far away to pose any impact threat on this path, but close enough to put on a pretty good show through top-notch telescopes. Some of those scopes will be tracking Tutatis movements for the benefit of sky watchers around the world. SLU, Space Camera and Virtual Telescope Project, is going to be live streaming with free footage of the asteroid from professional quality observatories. SLU will webcast to Tutatis views from a scope in the Canary Islands off the west coast of Africa, beginning at 3 p.m. EST, which is 2000 GMT today, December 11th. Another show will begin at 10 p.m. EST tonight with footage from an instrument in Arizona. And you can watch them over at SLOO's website, which is www.slooh.com. So that's kind of cool. I'm going to be checking
out. Well, we had a smaller one pass over Houston a couple days ago, and people were taking pictures and sending it in and going, oh, my God, is that a UFO?
So that's going to be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when it starts.
For us?
Well, we can watch the first feed Eastern Standard Time, so that's, what, 2 hours ahead of us?
What time Eastern Standard Time?
3 p.m.
No, that's 2 for us. 2 p.m.
That's 2 for us?
Mm-hmm.
I won't be able to watch that one, then. I'll have to watch the later one.
I know.
That's really kind of cool.
I'll take it for you.
It makes one trip around the sun every 4 years.
And it's going to hit us one of these times. It might be today.
It's a potentially hazardous object. It could eventually pose a threat to our planet.
And it does pose a threat. Eventually, it does pose a threat.
Yeah. It's still 18 times farther away from Earth than the moon is.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're telling us.
Yeah.
So today, y'all be ready for a flood or something.
I know, right?
Tsunami, something's going to happen. All right. Because it's never what they tell us.
Exactly.
They're calling the news. News alert. It's going to hit dead center. Let me stop scaring y'all. Okay, GameStop has announced that it'll be carrying Amazon's new Kindle Fire HD tablets. These 7-inch Kindle Fire HD will be available at all GameStop retail locations, while the 8.9-inch Kindle Fire HD and the 7-inch Kindle will only be available at select locations. The new tablets will cost GameStop customers a paltry $159.99, $199 and $299 for the Kindle Fire HD and Kindle Fire HD 8.9, respectively. Amazon's Kindle Vice President, Mike McKenna, said that gaming is one of the most popular activities on Kindle Fire, so we're excited that GameStop is offering the new Kindle Fire family to its customers. Kindle Fire HD, with its stunning custom HD display, gyroscope, and accelerometer with full tilt and turn controls, is great for gaming and the perfect choice for GameStop's enthusiastic customer base. Android. Let me say that properly. Droid tablets are topping many holiday lists, so it's the perfect time to add Kindle Fire to GameStop's mobile electronics selection. That's from Joe Gorman, who's the vice president of mobile at GameStop. Why do I remember him yelling at me for something? I can't remember why. Anyway, and with customers able to trade old video games, devices, and more toward the purchase of new products, including Kindle Fire, we're making it easier than ever for customers to get the holiday gifts they want. Not really. GameStop customers who purchase a Kindle Fire through January 31st, will earn yourself a $25 Amazon gift card. How about just give me the $25? I don't really need the gift card. GameStop offering the Kindle Fire should improve Amazon's retail distribution of the tablet after big box retailers like Walmart and Target decided to discontinue Kindle sales earlier this year. Ouch! What do you think, Ginger?
I think the Kindle Fire is still way more awesome, honestly.
You have a Nook.
I do have a Nook. I do have a Nook, and I love my Nook. But the Kindle Fire can do so much more stuff. It's so awesome.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, hell, do you remember that commercial? I was just like, hot.
did you put your hands below the desk?
Maybe. And I might not have been wearing clothes.
Wait a minute. What'd you say, woman?
Nothing.
Every day I gotta control her. No, every day.
I did not say a thing.
Sure you didn't.
All right. So there's a new app out there for the iPad: Kids, Clothes, and Seasons.
Seasons?
Today a new educational app for kids, Kids, Clothes, and Seasons, is released. The game strives to teach kids how to recognize different weather conditions and clothes suitable for them. So apparently, you know, you as parents cannot teach your kids how to wear clothes properly. The main idea of creating this app was to give the possibility for the youngest to enjoy the iPad as a most wanted Christmas present this year. We think that the best way spending time on iPad is by actually learning something, and this app is built to do so. This is the CEO of Pajamas Apps, Justice Nugas. CEO wrote this. All right, Mr. Nagaris believes that additional efforts made by the team to make application kids friendly, including very high quality of design and sounds, no advertising or violence, and positivism, all right, will be awarded with smiles of the children aged 3 to 6. Kids can choose boy or girl characters, then select 1 of 4 seasons, dress up different clothes, and go play outside. If the clothes match weather conditions, kids will be congratulated. If not, they will be given a chance to try again. The game is, of course, designed for the iPad and is available now on iTunes. They did not give me a price, so I don't know how much this is. Just a word of warning. This press release, not written very well, so there's a possibility the game, not written very well. At least translated. Not translated very well, very clearly at all. All right, Miss Corey is quiet. So
that'd be because I was muted.
All right, there you go.
I actually have a quick one. Well, we told you about this a few months ago. I just want to put it back in front of you because I'm wishing that it was out now because it's so wintertime when I look at it. Did mention to you there was going to be an Elder Scrolls Online? Yeah. Did I mention that to you, Ginger?
No.
Well, way back, we mentioned there was going to be an Elder Scrolls Online. Briefly, just so you know, right now they're allowing you every 2 weeks to ask them a question about the game, and they have some beautiful concept art. I personally think that the game should be done like the concept art because it would just completely draw me in. It's so Fable 2-esque, actually. Fable 2 was very beautiful, kind of looked hand-drawn, but it was, you know, 3D rendered. So anyway, you could go over and check them out on what's called the Ebonheart Pact page or Ebonheart ESO fan book page, and they want you to ask them anything. You can also email them community@Elder Scrolls Online. I am so excited about this game. You
so
all
excited?
Should go take a look. Say again?
Is it so excited?
Yes, in a hands below the desk kind of way. It's gorgeous. I'm trying to make sure. Okay, so they said they have a question. I was leading up to a point with this, so they had a question they're answering via video. That you can go over and check out again on their YouTube channel. I will share this with you on Twitter if you have a question about Dragon Age. Maybe this will help you. Maybe this will answer your question. I'm so excited. Didn't you play? You played Dragon Age. What am I trying to say? Y'all know what I'm trying to get to. Elder Scrolls Online.
No, I didn't. No. I think that was Miss Snow.
Yeah, well, I'm all in. I think this is going to be the thing that kills Warcraft, if y'all want to know the truth.
We'll see.
I'm saying so. I'm going to put it out there. I'm calling it early because it's pretty. It looks like it. Since it's Elder Scrolls, it's going to give us, mm-hmm. us people that like our MMOs, the hardcore, I think it's going to give us what we want.
That's true. Okay. Oh, actually, I was going to read this. Not for me, though. I think I'll read about it anyways. We got a interesting thing in the mail just now.
Uh-oh.
There is a new app out called Parcel Genie. It's an ingenious free app which allows you to send real little gifts to friends and family directly from your mobile phone.
Oh, nice.
Parcel Genie is a free-to-download app on iOS, Android, and WP. Gifts start at just 99. I don't know what that little symbol is. So I've not got a clue.
Wow, that is kind of strange.
Sweets, chocolates, lip balms, and teddy bears. All parcels are hand wrapped in gift wrapping and ribbon. You need to. You just need the mobile number to surprise friends and contacts. Parcel Genie asks in the address via SMS. All the gifts fit on the letterbox, so the recipients don't have to collect them at the post office. You can also add a free customized message, which will be printed on a little card and added to the box. That is cool. Okay, so again, this is for iPhones, Androids,
Android.
And phones. It's called Parcel Genie. So check that out if you're into that. That's kind of neat. My family and I use an app. Kind of similar to this year. I'll talk about that later. Hixonista tonight, and I'll talk about it. It's awesome.
Oh, I'm shooting them an email, by the way. While you were talking.
WoW is struggling. Yes, Mr. Joseph. WoW is going down the toilet slowly. It's a very, very painful death. Blizzard has totally nuked the game from anything resembling the original game. It is for the average Joe who can spend 15 minutes and get all the glory they want, while the rest of us gamers who are competitive want to gag ourselves with a spoon.
It's not even that I'm competitive. I just want something to do other than run around and kill stuff. I like to collect things and make things. And every once in a while, I save a newbie when I see him running by. You know,
well,
he's chasing.
Well, you can collect things. They have all sorts of pets and stuff and collector's items.
You already know what I mean. You didn't play EverQuest, but you played Dark Ages of Camelot. You know there's a stark difference between it and those, you know.
This is true. This is true. In Dark Ages of Camelot, I had my little player house. And a lot of those collector, like, the weird, strange collecting things that you picked up. I mean,
hang them on the wall.
Yeah, you could hang them on the wall, set them out. They were cool. And people were like, oh, I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah. I want to journey and go places and not be harassed because I notice in WoW there's too many people. I can't find a quiet moment to actually adventure. Somebody's running by me, stabbing stuff in the head and trying to pick up
stuff.
Well,
that's not so much the same anymore. I mean, if you've got a lower level character nowadays, you can go to the old lands and nobody is there. I mean, you could spend hours and not see another person. It's sad.
Jay says he started playing WoW. You know what? I thought I heard you say you were playing WoW, and I was like, really? Jay's playing WoW? Definitely an apocalypse
Jay
coming.
Jay is playing WoW?
Yep, definitely an apocalypse coming.
Wow. Why, Jay?
Well, you're not listening to us.
Dear doll, I know I'm your future wife, but no! No. All right. Put it down. Walk away. Go get a real MMO. That's not one. Okay? APP. Just saying. Obey it.
Yes.
Obey it. I think it's actually the server I play on. I play on a Europe server. It's still awesome.
I wonder why.
Well, I play by myself there now, so.
Well, good on you.
I'm something, so I'm scared.
I didn't say nothing. Why does she take that as a threat? Do y'all see her?
I am vicious.
She gets all aggressive when she's playing APB.
I do, man. It's not even. It's horrible. At least I'm not one of those that are like, oh, you're ranked below us, so you can't play in our group. I don't care. If you're good, you're good. If you're a tool, I'm going to vote you out after this round.
I roll solo.
I do some groups because I need the money to buy the new car that I want.
Is it another car that's going to be all banged up and have Ginger on the side?
No, this one is going to be gorgeous. I would never, ever willingly hurt this car.
I forgot what my car looks like. I think it's black and got orange flames, and it says Game of Matrix on the license plate, I think.
I've got three cars? Three cars. Yeah, I've got three.
Y'all hear that? She is big ballin'.
I've got the little original one that they give you, because, you know, you get one, you know, anyways, no matter who you are, you get one. Tiny little, like, four banger piece of crap thing. And then I've got my tank that looks like a big SUV. And then I've got my minivan that has NOS in. Oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. And I finally figured out how to learn. I finally figured out how to use the NOS correctly. So there's that. So, yeah.
You didn't know how to use NOS? Didn't you see Fast and Furious?
Well, not correctly. So now, there's two different types of NOS inside APB. And mine is not the use it whenever you want thing. Mine is, it's got a 2-minute cooldown and it's constant. So you have to plan out when you're going to use the NOS. Because otherwise you're going to go, straight into a building. It's not going to be nice.
Straight away, bam. Well, yeah. I get to be a higher cop. I'm arresting you, Ginger. All right, here's another one. We got, I think we got time.
That's the easiest game to try. Oh, Jay, come on.
Is he being a wuss? Come on, Jay.
People like, I can't drive an APB. That's why I don't play.
Well, then let Ginger drive and you shoot out the window.
I know.
Duh. Don't you know how that works? Okay. Kabam! The leader in free-to-play games for core players today announced that entertainment industry leaders Warner Brothers Entertainment and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, that's right, MGM, have partnered for an investment in the privately held game maker. Terms have not been disclosed so far. Kevin Tushuhara? Did I say that right, Tushuhara? Who's the president of Warner Brothers Home Entertainment, and office of the president, Warner Brothers Entertainment, and Gary Barber, MGM chairman and chief executive officer, will join the Kabam board of directors as member and observer, respectively. This particular move follows the recent release of The Hobbit, Kingdoms of Middle-Earth, a game co-developed by Kabam and Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment, and based on Peter Jackson's The Hobbit trilogy, a production of New Line Cinema and MGM as well. In less than 1 month, The Hobbit, Kingdoms of Middle-Earth has become the 9th top-grossing mobile app on Google and a top 25 grossing mobile app on Apple in the U.S. Kabam and WBIE are co-developing another Hobbit game to play via web browsers. Nice. The Hobbit, Armies of the Third Age, is going to be released, is that game, and it's going to be released early next year. The first of the three Hobbit films is set for release December 14th, in a few days. The two famed Hollywood companies also join Silicon Valley titans Google and Intel and leading venture capital firms Canaan Partners and Redpoint Ventures as investors in Kabam. Very nice. Kabam, of course, is all about some social games. That's what they do. So I want to see what this is about. I don't think we've played any of the Hobbit games, although I'm...
I don't think we have either.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from them.
Me too, but I think for different reasons. All right, so there, again, not... Well, this is kind of geeky. And it's good for us girls to know. All right, there's a new cup out there, people.
A cup?
You should, yeah, a cup. A smart cup detects date rape drugs.
What?
Yeah, Drink Savvy, a Boston-based company, has created a material that changes colors when it comes into contact with a drug-spiked drink. That's awesome. Mike Abramson, founder, said he plans to use the discovery to create a set of products, including cups, glassware, stirrers, and straws, that he hopes will be used to help reduce date rape. Within the past 3 years, three of my very close friends and myself have been unwittingly victims of being drugged. The company is trying to raise $50,000 so that it can produce the cups and straws and begin selling them online.
Got a Kickstarter page?
Actually, Indiegogo, and yes, I will be putting that up. Date
drop
rape
that to
drugs,
me there.
Including the three most common, GHB, ketamine, and Roofies are odorless, colorless, and tasteless. He estimates that more than 1 million people every year are drugged and sexually assaulted. He said he hopes his product will prevent someone you care about from possibly being the victim of drug-facilitated sexual assault.
I love the idea, but I will fuss at my girls out there. You know, a really good way to prevent this is, and I got this from my grandmother when I first started going clubbing. There's two rules you follow. Nobody buys you a drink.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, you go to the bar with them. They buy the drink. It goes from the bartender to your hand. And two, if you leave it on the table while you dance, it's immediately forfeit. Throw it away when you come back. Those two rules will always keep you safe. If your drink is out of your eyesight for more than 10 seconds, and I'm not talking about, you were standing right there. If you turned your back and 10 seconds has passed, I mean, and completely out of your eyesight, don't drink it. Throw it away.
Exactly. You know, I used to think a friend of mine was nuts for that kind of thing. I mean, he took a little bit far. I mean, he was married, and even with his wife, if he left the room and he left his cup there, he wouldn't drink out of it. He was a little bit paranoid, but it was good to know. So.
Just because you're paranoid don't mean they're not out to get you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and I just tweeted this, and I dropped it into Skype for you.
I don't got nothing.
Yes, I did. Yes, you did. And it's tweeted.
You don't see how mean Ginger is to me.
I love you, Miss Corey. Oh, but we only have like a minute left.
Yeah, we do. That's why I wanted to tweet that out before we go.
They've got a $50,000 goal. They've raised $21,238 with 19 days left, people.
They need to get that one up and going.
Exactly.
All right. It is time. Oh, if I could stop clicking on stuff I'm not supposed to, that would be nice. Okay, it is time for us to go. We will see you guys later on tonight during Pixinista. You know where to find us. Dance.